Have you ever wondered why we call French fries French fries? Or why something is the greatest thing since sliced bread? There are answers to those questions. Everything Everywhere Daily is a podcast for curious people who want to learn more about the world around them. Every day, you'll learn something new about things you never knew you didn't know. Subjects include history, science, geography, mathematics, and culture. If you're a curious person and want to learn more about the world you live in, just subscribe to Everything Everywhere Daily wherever you cast your pod.
People of Earth, the following podcast is not real. And if trying to make sense of it from the comfort of your own home isn't good enough for you, the show, while still fake, will be at the Bell House in Brooklyn, New York on October 14th. You'll find a link in the show description, and I'll repeat this exact same info after the episode, if you're not in a place to take it in right now. I know I'm struggling with it. Now, let's take another clumsy stab at entertainment, shall we? Sit back and enjoy the show.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. 7.5 years ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal from the Burger King through the dimensional rift, and I use that to upload a podcast recorded here in the tavern, the strange familiar, in the town of Nibblebottom, at the base of the unnameable mountain, in the magical land of Foon. Whew, I got through the whole thing, guys.
Well done.
Wow, take your shot. You earned it.
Okay. Down the hatch, ye old snatch.
Whew. Oh, that was one of Claudia's favorite things to say.
I know. Have you noticed there's a lot more witches around the tavern this week? There must be, like, a witch event going on.
Well, it's Witcher season.
Oh, it's Witcher season, huh?
Yeah. You know, they come here and they witch around and they witch it up and they get real witchy.
I see. It's not time for the annual Any Witch Way But Lucifer event?
Oh, that's next week.
Oh, that's next week, right.
Yes, of course. It's very interesting that you bring that up. It seems like a very foonish thing you wouldn't know about, where all the witches come together to celebrate Lucifer, their very good friend.
All the witches, Lucifer, and a monkey?
Yes, well, I mean it's an orangutan. But,
same thing.
It's the same thing. Don't say that to the orangutan.
Is he right behind me?
Yeah, yes, he is. All right, give Chunt a break. Give him a break. It's an easy mistake to make.
He ripped my face off. He ripped my face off.
You can just make a new one.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Phew. Oh.
You should be handing those things out like candy.
You should do that more often, frankly.
Huh. Yeah, I'll give away my face. That'll be my trademark, my calling card, my nom de plume. Rip.
Oh, God.
Here, let me stuff this face in your pocket. Buy yourself something nice.
No. Ugh. This is the worst. Anyway, I'm joined by my co-host, Usidore the Blue.
I was Usidore, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical lights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Trachis. The elves knew me as Fiang Yalak. The dwarves knew me as Zonin and Hookstanges. And I was known in the northeast as Gasmanius Maystar until I defeated the Dark Lord and became the ghost you see before you now. Boo!
Scares me every time. So, Usidore, you are pretending to be a ghost now,
hey,
right?
Shut up.
Oh,
you're gonna blow it.
Okay, I'm sorry. You were very convincing. I don't want to accidentally spoil it.
Everyone doesn't need to know that I'm pretending to be a ghost. I mean, I'm incorporeal and people can see through me a little bit. And I'm sliming everything.
Yeah, and Arnie, he would have gotten away with it too if it weren't for you, you meddling shit.
That's true. I am a meddling shit. Usidore, Chun and I've been meaning to talk to you about all the sliming. You've been sliming everything.
Yeah. Yeah, well,
does it feel good?
Yeah, sliming makes me feel good. But I ran into some assholes last week who were trying to put me in this little box. Uh-huh. Then they were going to take that box and put it into a bigger box. and they tried to shoot me with these little light show things, and I said, get out of here. I shan't be contained by thine containment unit. Nay.
Here's the thing, Isidore. What you probably should have said to them was, mwah, 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 mwah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, just like eat a hot dog.
Yeah, like a lot, as many hot dogs as you can fit in your mouth at one time.
As many hot dogs.
I always say, when in doubt, eat a hot dog, be insane.
Yeah, or a hamburger.
If you're going in for a job interview and they ask you a question where you see yourself in 5 years or something, or what's your skill sets, eat a hot dog, act insane. You'll get the job every time.
I don't know what made me think this, but should I turn my head into an onion?
Couldn't hurt.
Okay.
Onions go on hot dogs.
Onions is on hot dogs.
Onions is on hot dogs. And I'm also joined by my other co-host, who, as far as I can remember, is not a ghost, Chunt the Talking Badger.
Face rip. Glitter in the air.
Oh, thank you.
That's some real Beetlejuice shit.
This is my new thing. I'm going to rip off my face and throw glitter in the air.
Chunt. Glitter aside, I've noticed there's just a huge pile of, like, treasure and valuable things that you've piled up on the table, and it's been here all week.
I slimed it.
Oh, yeah, Arnie, I did a bunch of, like, little quests and stuff, and I went to Castle Hawkspire because I had to raise the money for the ransom for Eggy Baby.
Oh, that's right. Eggy Baby has been missing for so long. How's that coming along?
Good. I think I have enough ransom. Dives into my pile of treasure. Rubs it on my armpits like it's water. Spits out goblets.
Wait. Did you swallow that whole goblet?
Yeah.
I have a quest too right now. I'm supposed to collect 50 leeks.
It's not a competition.
Oh, no, I know. I have to collect 50 leeks.
Why?
I'm not sure. I think I get a trophy.
Can we just stick to my story, the main story?
Sure, yeah, of course.
Every time I look out the fucking
window...
Things
happen to me, too.
You're just talking to some farmer, or you're, like, looking under pigs?
Yeah.
What is wrong with
Stop
you?
Stop looking under pigs.
Just
That's rude.
For a fucking badge, it's not worth it. Stick to this main story, please.
Fine.
You're going to waste 80 hours looking for these fucking leaks, because you know one's going to be on top of a barn at nighttime at 9:32 specifically p.m. or some bullshit.
I have 6.
Stop trying to platinum foon, all right? You don't have to do everything in the whole world.
Fine, yeah. fine.
You're looking for leaks right now, aren't you?
A little bit.
So, Chunt, you have all your ransom money.
Yes,
Do we know when the person is coming to collect the ransom so you can get Eggy Baby back?
No. When I collected all the ransom, I was supposed to go outside to the giant elm tree, cut my palm, and draw a circle with my blood under the full moon. So that was done a couple days ago, so I guess we just play the waiting game. And I'm surprised. I've left this hoard of ransom on the table for the last couple nights, and nobody's, as far as I can tell, nobody stole shit.
Well, I think Farting Peach over there is trying to walk away with one of those goblets.
Oh, that's fine.
Don't worry, I slimed that peach.
Ugh.
Like Never want to hear that sentence again.
Arnie, how would you show that in emojis?
Let's see here. I would use a peach emoji, and then, I don't know if there's a slime emoji, but probably just like some little water droplets coming off the peach to represent the slime.
You still remember Arnie said on Earth a lot of people use emojis to communicate?
Yes, I do remember that. Although when we were on Earth in the 1980s, I don't remember seeing one.
Yeah, I don't remember that either.
Phones didn't do good stuff back then.
They did bad stuff?
No, the best thing they did was they would be like a Sports Illustrated football phone. And even that was only so cool.
Ooh la la.
It sounds sounds fantastical and wonderful to me. A Sports Illustrated football phone.
Sports Illustrated football phone. Featuring Kathy Ireland.
Yes, tell us again of your favorite actress, the lady Kathy, who owns all of the Land of Ire.
Look, I will recount the entire plot of Alien from L.A. again, but not now.
No, Arnie, not that one. I want to hear more about Necessary Roughness.
Oh, all right, well, get ready for another exciting tale about one Mr. Scott Bakula.
Oh, boy.
That's a bit of a leap.
Well, this has been a delightful enterprise, but I would like to know, do we have a guest this week?
Oh,
Yeah, are we gonna talk to one of these witches, maybe?
Oh, we should.
Which witch should we ask? Which witch should we ask? Arnie, hold on.
Sorry,
hold on.
Badly.
Which witch should we ask? It's not that hard. I said it three times.
Yeah, answer the fucking question.
Which?
You there.
Oh.
Pull out the chair.
Oh, I'd love to, but I'm a ghost. I don't have to do shit.
Well, I guess that's my job. Here,
pull out the chair. Try not to get pregnant.
From the table.
Okay.
Oh. Go slow.
Okay. Well, I mean, I do everything slow. Is this a sex thing?
He's got a cool helmet on.
I'm going to approach the table.
Okay.
No one move.
Wait, right. Hold on. Do you want us to pull out the chair or not move? Because those are in total opposition.
First, pull out the chair. Then go sit back down. Then, push your own chair slightly away from the table, but not so far that you can't put your feet up on the table if you had to.
I'm having trouble hearing him through his helmet. Is anyone else having that issue?
Can you turn up the volume on your helmet?
Put your hands in the air as I approach the table.
Way-o.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I put my hands in the air and it went right through the chandelier. Boo.
Ah. Scares me every time.
Walk over. Clang, clang, clang on the ground.
And with the trolley.
Sit down, feet on the table.
No, he's very relaxed.
Do you know who I am?
You're the asshole who made us pull out a chair for you and then not move.
The only person I know who says, do you know who I am, is Jeremy Piven. Are you Jeremy Piven?
Not today.
Do you know who my dad is?
You all have something I want.
Ooh, like a certain pizzazz.
You may think you have some idea what you are in possession of, but you do not.
Oh.
The Jewel of Kronstaltor?
Soon it will be back with me. It means more to me than you will ever know.
Oh, is this like a riddle? Is it like a promise?
No. This is what I planned to say to you when I saw you, and I've been thinking about it for quite some time.
Oh my god. Oh. Arnie Isidore, this is so embarrassing. Do you see he has little index cards? He's been planning this moment in his head for weeks.
He's having trouble reading them through his visor.
I feel so bad. We didn't play a lot. Okay, let's...
Or maybe he's writing lyrics to a song. It sounds sort of like one of Arnie's emo songs. It means more to me than you'll ever know.
I need to put my scope down.
I'll have to find it someday.
Put my scope down so I can see it.
It's not what you think it is.
Hey, buddy, this is a good song.
This is a good song.
No, this is not a song. This is what I'm going to say to you, because what you have that I want that's very important to me is my reputation back.
It still sounds like a song lyric. Isn't it just like a song lyric to be like, this is not a song?
Yes, that's a great move in a song. It really throws me off because I'm like, I'm enjoying this song. Wait a minute, it's not a song?
Wait, guys, I know I've almost never said this before. We should stop fucking around.
What?
Because I just noticed something. He has a little name tag on his armor that says Bubble Fat.
You.
That's right.
You're the one who knows where my child is.
I'm here to collect the ransom. Is this it?
Is the pile of gems, gold, and goblets on the middle of the table the ransom? Yeah.
This is the pay?
This is the pay.
This is the pay.
This is the pay. I have spoken. This is the pay.
It's not a very good lyric.
I have spoken. This is the pay.
No, I have spoken. This is the pay. We're saying the same thing.
All right.
Maybe if you do it in a falsetto.
This is the pay. This is the pay.
My voice is very low in this mask. I can't really say anything.
All right.
And is it a mask or a helmet?
Also, well, it's a helmet.
Here, you take off your mask. Or helmet, and I'll rip off my face on the count of three. Here we go. One.
I can't do that. I can never take off my helmet, but I'm probably going to break that rule because it's eating me inside to not tell you what's going on.
Oh, it seems like maybe you're inventing rules that are actually causing you to have trouble with the storytelling aspect of your life, and maybe you just don't need to create a bunch of random-ass rules that actually make the storytelling more difficult. Just saying.
I don't know. I could see how it could make it easier in some ways. Like, he could probably have an adventure and not even be in that suit. Ooh.
Or maybe it's that he doesn't want to take off the helmet. Buddy, we've seen acne before.
Oh, do you have acne? He's writing a song. He's writing an emo song. He's got acne. How old are you, son?
No,
15? 16?
It's me, Simon Lemington Bartholomew III, you morons! Oh. You ruined my life when I saved yours 6 years ago!
Oh. 6 years ago?
6 years ago!
Welcome back to the show.
Yeah, welcome back. I know we all gasped in recognition, but... Ooh, who are you again?
I'm Simon Lemington Bartholomew the Third.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Arnie, you may remember, famously, I was murdered. This vampire version of me was killed by Simon Lemington
Bartholomew. Oh, right.
This is
a bunch of vampires.
Yes, and then afterwards, you guys called me a real ignorant person. And then I walked out the door after killing 6 perfectly good vampires, and I was canceled by all of Foon.
Oh.
Well, you did it on Chunt for Red October, which is a blood drive, so it was a little controversial.
Yes, but it's a blood drive for monsters. I was a monster killer. My job was to save people from monsters. They were all in one spot.
Once you start killing, aren't you the monster?
Oh, got you there.
Why don't we take a quick break so that you can kind of recover from that sick burn, and then we'll be back with more Sabba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. What's this, Simon?
Bubble Fat, and I'm then, but that's my identity now. I'm Simon Lemington Bartholomew the Third. This is the third iteration of me after you guys ruined the first one, Simon Lemington Bartholomew.
Bubble Fat? Bubble Fat where?
I'm Bubble Fat!
Oh.
So, Simon Lemington Bartholomew the Third, you were saying?
Yes, the Third now.
And my memory's not great, but you weren't always the Third.
No, I was just Simon Lemington Bartholomew, master monster hunter, killer of abominations.
Mm-hmm.
And then, after what I did, I killed 6 of your vampires on a wonderful day, even saved your friend Usador because he was a vampire, and if he hadn't been killed by me, he would still be a vampire to this day and forever, feeding off of people. I walk out...
Except now I'm a ghost.
Yeah, it's impossible to understand what you are right now, but nonetheless...
Try to kill a ghost, idiot. I dare you.
He was a vampire, now he's a ghost. Now we just need him to be a werewolf, and we'll have 3 roommates.
Oh, my. That would be quite the slaughter apartment for me.
Oh, I smell a spinoff.
We need to write this script, you guys.
I will be your first guest and the last episode that you ever film. Listen.
Wait, hold on. There's a lot to parse through there. You'll be the first guest on our last episode that we film?
Yes.
Arnie, famously, you don't film this, right?
I know, we don't. We just do an audio recording.
How else are you going to capture a ghost if you don't put film around it?
Listen, buddy, I hate to burst your bubble fat, but we've already had our first guest of this episode, and it's an orangutan who ripped my face off. Eat a hot dog. Blah, 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 blah.
Oh, my. Is that some sort of fiend from the Underdark?
No, sorry, it's just me. I was acting insane.
Oh, I see.
We just love hot dogs.
So, Simon 3.
Yes.
You killed Vampire Usador. And I remember correctly, I stood up to you in a very valiant way where I was like, you get out of here, mister. No killing my buddies.
Yes.
That doesn't sound right.
You said I would never come back again. And you accused me of killing your friend when we all know it was the Stone of Azrael that told me to do it. Yes, the Stone of Azrael told me to do it. I was just following I'm a patsy. I was following the orders of the Stone of Azrael.
I mean, guys, let's give him a break. I've often listened to the things that stones have told me to do, and look at how it's turned out for us.
I mean, do you know how fucking pathetic you have to be to simp a stone? Like, you're following a stone's orders?
Romancing a stone?
Barf.
Well, not anymore. Damn thing has let me down.
Oh, you broke up with your stone? Lost your stones?
Nags at me forever. Ever since that Dark Lord came into power, the stone was like, I'm gonna save my own ass, and then just kind of took off and left all of us monster hunters to go off on our own with no protection whatsoever. All the Stone of Azrael's just stopped working.
Oh.
I mean, it sounds like you've made a new career change, and you've got this new identity now as Bubble Fat, but... If you're not happy, you can still make a change. Instead of hunting monsters, what about capturing them? Why not try to catch them all?
Well...
Yeah, do you have the fucking balls for that, dude?
Would make them easier to kill. That's certainly true.
Think about this.
Get them all in the same room.
Get an enchanted ball.
that's capable of shrinking them down to pocket size. And then you could take these pocket-sized monsters and create an entire index of all of them.
Yes, and then fire them through one of my crossbows into another group of monsters and have them fight to death.
Oh, I like that.
Yes.
Yukio. Good. You could, sorry, another goblet in my throat. You could. That was weird.
Listen, I am here to collect the ransom for the Egg Kingdom, which has had it up to the eyeballs with you. If you want their egg, you're going to have to pay the fee. Bubble Fat never leaves without getting paid.
Yeah, how does all this bounty hunter stuff work exactly?
Well, it's mostly reputation. I just got to keep saying a lot of things, and then people believe that. Because basically, if, you know, one person hears me act tough, and the other person, I can say the same thing to another person, and they're going to hear me act tough, and then everyone's going to start saying, well, did you hear about Bubble Fat? He's pretty impressive, even though I never have to actually do any fight.
So what you're really doing is selling the mystique of yourself.
Yes, branding myself, really. After you guys ruined my last brand of Simon Lemington Bartholomew, you know, no one even bought my book, My Two Heads, after that. They all threw it into the river.
Oh, what was your book about? I'm sorry, I didn't buy it myself.
It was about how my family died by beheadings. My wife and child, who were taken to the abyss. Also my mother, who was killed by a harpy. And my father, who was killed by a basilisk, who chewed his head off when he went underneath the bed to look and see whether or not there was any monsters under the bed. Well, there was.
I mean, sounds like false advertising. Sounds like more than two heads.
Well, yes, but it's the two heads that defined me, were my mother and father. And then after that, there were just heads after heads after heads. I even tried to come out with a comedy album, and everybody told me that was unacceptable. I had a bunch of monsters whose head I'd cut off, and it was just pictures of me being funny, not actually reading anything, just an album, a photo album of me with pictures of heads that I had cut off. And everyone was like, oh, this is inappropriate.
Even just the phrase pictures of me being funny makes me hate you.
What? You didn't even see the book. You're just assuming that I wasn't funny. Look, I can be funny right now. Look.
Oh, stop making that pose.
Yeah,
it doesn't work.
Wrong.
It doesn't work because I don't have someone's head in my hand. That's
true.
Should we get him a head real quick?
Yeah, I'm cool with that.
Where are we going to get a head at this hour?
I don't know. That's right, he can just grow back.
See, there it is. Look, I'll hold it. See, this is me with a head.
Okay.
Yeah, it's better.
It's better.
It's a little bit funny.
I don't know. It's like, if you're really funny for a picture, do you really need to, like, scrunch up your face or, like, make a weird pose or, like...
I'm assuming the role of being funny.
You're pandering.
I'm playing the role.
I guess.
Well, I think it feels like you're trying to be funny by putting on a face or a voice, whereas you could just, you know, be yourself and that is good enough. We think you're enough. We think you're enough! Is that a good lyric?
That's a song, yes.
Yeah, it's a good song.
Perhaps I would be enough if I could just get paid for this damn egg. And then everyone would know that Bubble Fat came through again.
Listen, I know a few years ago, Eggy Baby went missing, and then there's something to do with Jizzle Knob. I've lost track of it all, but I had heard that Eggy Baby was with you, Bubble Fat, for some time. That you were some sort of older bounty hunter, sort of leading him around. And then I got that note from the Egg Kingdom, so I'm a little turned around, but I'm glad to hear that I'm very close to getting back my child. And here, take this ransom. Let me know if I can help carry it to your cart or put it in the back of your horse. I mean, I'd rather not do that because that hurts the horse. But whatever you want me to do, let me know, and let's get this show on the road.
No, it's fine. The Egg Kingdom supplies me with eggs that I can crack open and put a large amount of money in and then reseal and carry as if it was just a single egg.
Huh, and how do you not accidentally crack open the citizens of the Egg Kingdom?
Well...
Do you mark the eggs? Maybe,
yes.
Oh, maybe if you put like some sort of UV stamp on them, and then all day you could carry them around to show responsibility. And then at the end of like a week, they could check the egg and see if you're fit to be a bounty hunter. And if there's a crack or something, that might knock down your grade a little bit, but you'd still pass.
Well, that's one way, but it sounds like you're scrambling up the idea. What I like to do is I use my best tar armor, as you see on me right now. It's the armor that allows me to reflect any sort of attack on me whatsoever. It has limited the amount of crossbows that I can put on it, projecting in each direction, but it does allow me to use my gnat-o-mites, which are tiny little gnats that live inside my tar that may or may not do something I ask it to do. And what I do is I say, gnat Atomite. Tell me if that egg is fertile or not. My little scope comes down, and I'm able to look at the egg and identify whether or not it is empty and hollow inside or whether it's an actual member of the egg kingdom.
I mean, it sounds easier to just put them in boiling water, but do your way.
Yeah, I definitely wouldn't do that on the first date.
Oh, and also, tar armor. Did you get that from the Tarlac Pit? That armor shop down the road?
Yes. Well, it's the best tar that I got. That not the Tarlac throwaway stuff. I saved up my money. I got the best tar armor that there was.
Ooh.
Very nice.
I don't know what's making me think of this, but are you the one that came in on that razor-crested hog?
Yes. I fly by hogs with razor crests on them.
Oh, very, very attractive looking hog. When I came in here, I thought, whoa, look at the crest on that hog.
Yes, in case we get into a pig fight.
That's what you were talking about.
Yes, well, I was also looking under the hog to see if I could find a leak.
Every time I go to the bathroom, buddy, story of my life.
So yes, I'm here to collect the ransom, and I'm also here to give you a little piece of my mind. Oh, because the three of you...
Well, I'm not so interested in that second part. Can't he just take this money and go?
No. Worked my way all the way to the Egg Kingdom. Do you know how many months I spent just killing mice after I was canceled by your Funians?
Seven.
What'd you say?
You said, you know, you asked me how many months. I said 7 months.
No, it was more than 7 months because it was more like 2 years.
11 months.
Well, close. Yeah, it's almost 2 years.
Am I the only one guessing?
Were they mice or were they rats? Womp womp.
I couldn't tell. I killed them so fast, it was very hard for me to know. I was just sad and bored and upset.
2 minutes.
No one was buying my book.
10 years.
No, 2 years. Why
don't you tell us then?
Yeah, give us multiple choice or fuck off.
Yeah.
No, I don't have it worked out. I had it on note cards, and then you guys started talking over me while I was giving my revenge speech, and now I'm stuck just talking about it. Now I don't know where I am in any of the order.
Look, you said, do you know how many months I spent killing rats? And
yes.
I offered an answer because I thought you wanted
to
know that.
We don't talk over each other.
Listen, I spent 2 years killing rats for a silver piece of rat. And now, which is actually really good because I can kill a lot of rats.
Okay.
I'm very, very agile with these crossbows. I sometimes get up to hundreds.
Is this when you were Simon 2 then?
Yes, this was the Simon Lemington Bartholomew 2, the rat killer. It was very unsexy and not very exciting. Everyone would say, what do you do for a living? I kill rats. They'd tell me about the killing of this rat. And I would say, well, it was the same thing I do every day. I don't know if you guys know what this is like where you show up and you do the same thing every day over and over again without any sort of idea of, you know, how it's going to play out differently. So you try to make it a funny
really
theme. Like today,
talk over him.
Today I'll be a cowboy and I'll
don't
start killing
it.
Rats. It'll be a cowboy
don't,
rat
don't
killing
do
day.
It.
Or today, you know, perhaps this cow, this
the
rat's
minute
going
we
to be
start
a dark
talking
lord.
Over each other, he's
and,
right.
And then
you're right,
I suddenly,
you're right, you're right.
suddenly I
don't
gather my friends to kill the dark lord rat. But it's really just the same thing every single day, isn't it?
Well, we should take another break. We'll be right back with more
Magic Tavern.
Excuse me.
Oh.
Excuse me.
Hey.
I'm Mitch the Witch, and I...
Oh.
I'm raising money for new familiars.
Oh, is this a box of chocolates?
This is a box of chocolates. My mama said you never know what you're going to get.
Huh. What kind do you have? Is it
don't
a caramel?
Kill. Don't kill. Don't
but
kill.
I was wondering if I could have some of this money...
Mm-hmm.
Because some of the witches need new frogs or rats or cats or owls as familiars.
Yeah, or maybe new
Mitch.
Boots.
New
I'm
boots. Sorry, Mitch. Mitch,
yes?
excuse me, but you've interrupted a ransom deal.
Simon.
And this is a time when I'm collecting money from everyone here because we've kidnapped their child.
Uh-huh.
And yet you come over here asking about witch stuff. Now, you and I both know... that's not part of the deal, so there's no reason
Simon,
to do anything
Simon, you're
crazy.
Being rude. This young witch is just trying to raise
money.
Yes,
buddy,
I
here, take this goblet, okay?
Thank
get yourself
you.
A new owl or new boots or whatever, new cloak,
Absolutely.
Whatever you need.
Thank you.
Owl
Absolutely.
Or boots or cloak, any of those three things.
Yeah, those will all be perfect. Thank you.
Yes.
The witches, thank you.
You're, well
witches,
I think the witches.
Well, thank you, Mitch the Witch. It was a pleasure to meet you.
What a cute little witch.
Yes, he's over there in the corner, just enjoying himself.
Simon, I've got to say, you really seem to have grown quite a bit since we've seen you last time. Look, you were very rude to that little witch.
Yes.
But didn't kill the witch.
No.
Which, you know, last time you were here, you killed a bunch of vampires.
Well, they were abominations. I probably saved thousands of lives that night by killing vampires who were going to go out and feed on the women and children of Foon.
Well, we had just given them a bunch of blood for free, so that's exactly... They wouldn't have done that, exactly.
Yes. Well, that's the thing, of course, is that that makes them more hungry. All witches and vampires are ticking time bombs.
Hello. Sorry to interrupt.
Hold on a second, Simon.
My name is Twyla. And as you can tell, I have no robes. I am an unwitch. It's a little bit healthier. But I couldn't help but notice this young furry man was giving away free faces if I might procure some for spells.
Yes, oh, Chunt, yes. Can you spare a face for Twyla?
No. Rip, rip. I can spare two.
Oh, that's adorable. Well done.
Yes, Twyla, if you wouldn't mind me asking just a question, what do you plan to do with this spell? What spell are you concocting that would require you to rip a face off and put into the pot?
Bigger hands!
Bigger hands! Oh, yes, bigger hands.
That's a good idea.
Yes.
What would you use the hands for? Just out of curiosity.
Hold more faces.
Right.
Yes. Yes, hold more faces.
Well, hold more of everything. I mean, think about it. If you have bigger hands, you can just do more stuff.
Yeah, I mean, now. Here, there we go. Is this too big?
Oh, yes.
Yes.
A little too high big. Five, Arnie.
The thumb hit me.
Sorry. Oh, I knocked Arnie against the far wall. Hey, let me go run and scoop him up. Yeah. And
whoa.
Ah, Ellie.
Wow, that was wild.
Man, these witches are getting bolder and bolder about asking for money or faces or what have you.
Twyla just wanted bigger hands.
I mean, I like that they're comfortable around us, but seems like if we don't wrap it up soon, they might all be asking for something.
Hey, yes, it's dearies.
Almost... too late.
How are you all doing?
Oh, how are you, ma'am? What can we assist you with this evening?
I was just wondering if I could also have a face.
Oh, yes,
Oh, yikes. She doesn't have a face.
I don't have a face.
Let me grab this marker here. Draw you some eyes and some eyebrows, and here's a nose and a mouth. Do you want a smile or a frown?
Maybe something a little coy.
Okay, so just kind of a circle and a winky eye, and let me put some rollerblades on you and a fun hat.
Let me ask you a question. Excuse me. What is your name? Yes, what is your name?
My name is Hepstaby.
Hepstaby, yes, excellent. And Hepstaby, I noticed that...
I had that once. It is rough to get over.
Yes, it's definitely takes some time. Hepstaby, I noticed that you don't have a face. Can you let me know how you lost your face?
Oh, well... I lost it in a spell. I had to promise it to a dark demon to...
Yes, I noticed.
To give me my powers.
Yes, I noticed you're a green hag. You tend to have illusionary capabilities. You could probably put a face of someone else entirely on there. Perhaps you could put a face of Arnie, for instance, on your face, and you could host this podcast. What if you were to kill Arnie, become Arnie, and then host this podcast? What if you all did that to everyone at this podcast? Yes, this is what...
Who's this Arnie guy you keep talking about?
I don't want to talk
about that's
him,
me.
But then he
that's
says
me.
Shit
I'm just
like
saying,
that.
That's what I'm saying. You are a threat to this podcast, and you probably need to leave all of food. Would that be possible?
Hey, Simon?
You
hey,
and
Simon?
All of your coven?
Hey, Simon?
Yes.
Some stuff isn't your business. You don't have to have an opinion or solution for everything.
No, that's true. Just the things that I can do something about, right? So, for instance, do you want to never lose your face again?
Sure, I guess so.
Excellent. Let me help you. Pull sword, cut off head.
What the fuck?
What the fuck?
She'll never lose her face again. She'll never lose her face again. We've solved the problem.
I mean, he's right, but, you know.
Oh, her body
Not
keeps
a problem.
Trying to pick it up, but she keeps kicking it. Oh,
that's okay. I can help it. Cut off feet.
No.
Yes. Now there's no kicking of her own head.
What happened to Hepsipi?
Mitch.
Mitch, buddy. Hey, listen. Run. Go as far away from here as possible.
No, I can't. She was my ride.
Oh, that's fine, Mitch. No. I agree. Go ahead and run.
Okay.
Go ahead and run away from me. Excellent.
Okay,
excellent.
Here I go.
Yes.
I'm running.
Yeah, fire crossbow with rope attached. Pull you back to me, and then Mitch stab you through the chest with my razor wrists.
Honestly, this is the most dangerous game I have ever seen.
Yeah.
Yes.
That was gross.
Well,
now why are you killing all these witches when you're supposed to just be here to collect a ransom?
Everyone calm down. I'm just dealing with a few situations as I come to collect the ransom. It's not that big of a deal.
Situations?
There's just simply me collecting.
You're making situations. These people are just minding their business.
These people are abominations. They are monsters. They are here to kill and injure innocent people. I'm just simply making sure that they don't do that.
Oh no, Twyla's back.
Hi. Yes, Twyla.
Hello, that's not to be greedy, but
yes.
Two more faces equals twice as big hands.
Yes, oh, look at that, the big hands.
Twyla,
yes.
Twyla, get away.
Hey? Twyla, don't, you get out of here.
Oh, two words, sounds like run.
Oh, no, Twyla, can I interest you in some dinner? What is it that you'd feast on?
Oh, maybe just a nice prime rib.
Yes, and what kind of meat?
Beef?
Oh.
Is that crazy?
No, that's fine. Let's get a beef prime rib for Twyla. I'll pay for it with the ransom. Yeah,
well, that's very nice. So, all right, I'll go to the bar and order a beef prime rib. Prime rib for this witch over here.
Excellent. If you wouldn't mind, Twyla, I want to whisper an apology in your ear, if you wouldn't mind.
Oh, yes. Sure. Let me just lean my head down towards you, exposing my neck and making myself absolutely prone.
Absolutely. Just wanted you to know that I respect your profession. I respect what you do. By no means whatsoever is any damage going to come to you unless you become an abomination or a monster and hurt someone else. So you're free to go. I'm looking forward to really purchasing this beef prime rib for you.
Well, you keep bringing it up. You keep bringing it up. It's not a treat if you keep mentioning how you pay for it. It's not.
Oh.
It's not nice to pay for something if you keep bringing it up.
I'm sorry. I've got to light you on fire.
Oh my! Oh god! Goddesses.
I also have a thing with people who don't express gratitude.
I am Sigma. I am the queen of witches.
Yes.
I am
fair enough. Finger crossbows on your eyes. Yes.
Okay, that one was probably good.
That one was probably fine.
Okay,
that one
I can't
seemed like a real.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, interestingly enough, she's working with the egg people.
Oh.
Don Omelette hired her, and she's actually here to check on my work.
Oh, yeah, Don Omelette and Fred Tata, right?
Yes, Fred Tata and Don Omelette both hired me. That witch was sent here to check on me. I'm just killing her because I don't want to be bothered by work
stuff.
Also
sound like she had a pretty fucked up plan to make everyone bleed from the eyes. And
oh, I stopped listening a while ago to her.
I see. She seemed awful.
Simon, do you have like an address where you're supposed to deliver this ransom?
Yes, the Egg Kingdom. To the big egg in the center of the Egg Kingdom.
Okay. Huh.
Yes, that's where they're keeping everything.
Sorry, not to get hung up on details. How do I collect my child?
Oh, not my problem. I'm just simply here to collect the ransom and bring it back.
Can I get a receipt?
I don't really have any on me right now.
Yeah, see, because if I just give you this hoard of treasure and ransom, you can just take it and say, I never paid you, and then I'm back where I started from. Mm-hmm. So maybe you can kind of see the predicament I'm in.
I see, yes.
Chunt's got a point, and really every job is customer service now. So when you think about it,
that's true.
You know, is there someone that you work for that we could talk to?
Can I talk to your manager? Can I talk to your manager, please?
You'd have to travel.
Can I talk to your manager, please?
Yes, sure. What would you like me to tell him or her?
Okay, progressive. Okay.
I just want to know where we would go to speak to them.
You'd have to go to the Egg Kingdom.
To the Egg Kingdom. And if I were going to put that into ways, my new horse,
Yes, you would then say to your horse, I want to go to the Egg Kingdom. And then, of course, your horse would follow its nose to the smell of eggs.
Okay. Oh, its nose. What if we get, I don't know, carried adrift by the scent of fruit?
Then that would take you to the Fruit Kingdom, and that is a very different place.
Gotcha. Guys, we gotta visit the Fruit Kingdom.
We gotta go at some point. Just follow our nose.
I keep trying to go to the Fruit Kingdom, and I end up on a windowsill with a pie that's cooling.
Yes. Look out for the fruit flies in the Fruit Kingdom. Very tenacious.
The fruit flies?
Yes. They eat all the fruit, and they don't like to share.
The fruit flies, and they eat all the fruit. So they're cannibals?
Oh.
Yes, that's exactly right.
Are we saying the same thing?
I think so. I'm 100% sure.
Let's not fly there. Let's walk. Let's go fruit by the foot.
Boo.
Ah! Well, speaking of fruit by the foot, do you have some sort of bubble tape that you can measure this ransom with? Do you have like 6 feet of bubble tape?
I have tape made of fat, yes.
Oh, yeah. Can you just use that? Just,
Here, I just pull it off of part of my best tar here. Part of my business is not only protecting myself, but providing packages should you need to mail anything at any point in time.
I think what we can do is, since we have this audio equipment here, thank you, Arnie, we can record me giving you the ransom. If you just want to say the measurements into this device right here, and then we'll have record of you receiving it.
Yes, certainly. I'm Bubble Fat. I've received the ransom, and I'm going to return it to the Egg Kingdom so that
and
I can complete this job.
Tell them how large it is, the dimensions.
It's a lot of gold, and it's about 16 by 2. Thin line of gold, about the size of a large board.
But it's pure, man. It's uncut.
It is gold. It can take multiple shapes depending on what type of container you put the gold into and fill it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's pliable.
Well, since Mitch is dead, we can add that goblet back in, too.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, Mitch.
There we go.
Thanks, Mitch.
I gotta tell you guys, I am so relieved to finally be reunited with my eggy baby. I miss my kid so much, I haven't seen him in forever. And you know what? You know how cute and adorable and smooth and egg-like my child is? Mm-hmm. I don't know if I've ever told you this. His real name is Squogar.
Wait, you took all this time to tell us his real name?
Yeah, have I not said it before? His name is Squogar.
Squogar. I just assumed his name was Eggy Baby because I looked at it and it was a baby that was an egg.
I'm going to continue to call it Eggy Baby. Is that all right?
Yeah.
Well, no. Sorry, no. Canonically, his name is Squogar.
All right.
Okay.
It's kind of rude to call him Eggy Baby when you know his name. I can understand prior to this knowledge, but now that you know, call him Squogar, please.
Fine, let's settle on the middle and we'll just call him the child.
Now, you know, even though you paid the ransom, there's only about a 50% chance that you're actually going to get your eggy baby back.
What the fuck?
Child,
what?
Squogar. Yes, well, that's the way ransom works. It's not like a real carefully customer service based system. I mean, they are basically asking for money in exchange for a life, and
that's not basically. It's literally.
Yeah, it's literally. Yes, yeah, exactly right. But these are the same people who would steal an egg, so you can't really trust them with a baby.
What if we kill you?
Yeah, let's just kill you.
Oh, that's impossible. No, I'm so sorry. I don't think you can do it. First of all,
quick,
you're
push him
a ghost.
Over.
Oh, now I can't get back up. This.
All right, quick. Here, all right. Guys, here's my plan. Oh. Let's get him out of this suit, and let's go to the Egg Kingdom.
Okay.
Stuck to the
floor.
Let
me make my hands giant again and let me just...
Slime will help get that armor off.
Oh.
Ah. Here we go.
Oh, it's a slime.
Do you have any idea how hard it is to put that armor on? This is ridiculous. Nanomites, reassemble my armor. Oh, they might not do it. Such a frustration.
It's frustrating.
It's always a 50-50 chance.
Now I see where that stone left you.
Oh, wait, you just got a bunch of bugs in here. What? Can you control them at all?
No, they're just gnats on the tar. I asked them to do things for me.
Wait a minute. You just haven't washed this suit. That's what this is.
Ugh.
No, this is best tar. This is the best tar you can put on your suit. Right. And certainly not because I haven't washed. Because I'm really into washing.
Oof. I'm really into washing. That doesn't work.
No, I'm homeless and don't have anything, so I sleep on the streets.
This is the first paycheck I've had since all of you had me canceled because I killed all the vampires. That's right. I've been walking the streets looking for work. This is the first job, so I assembled a bunch of armor out of tar and thought I would be more threatening. But ever since I lost the Stone of Azrael, I'm just not worth anything anymore.
No.
I've realized that the real monsters are the people who abandon you when you need them the most.
No, Simon. The real monsters are the people who complain about being canceled.
You know what? We're going to take off and head off for the Egg Kingdom. You know what? We're going to have a fun little road trip. I'm excited about that.
Snacks.
And while we're gone, you know, you killed a couple witches, Simon. There are a lot more witches in this tavern right now, and they're pretty tough. If I were you, I would get out of here before they kill you.
Well, I've already got a couple meetings with them about settling some oils that I'm not sure how that's going to go over, but they also told me to go down to the dating pool and hang out with them there. I'm just going to take my chances. Things haven't been going so well.
Kill the man. Kill the man.
Oh, here kill they come.
Arnie, run! They're going to kill you!
We got to get out of here.
They don't mean me. No one refers to me as a man.
Make your way to the Egg's Kingdom. I'm going to stay here, and I'm going to fight witches until they die. And maybe I don't get back with your ransom money in time by the time you get there, but I'm going to try to get this other job done before I drop off your ransom money so that they will then make sure that your egg child survives.
Oh, stabbed right through the gut. You shouldn't have monologued, buddy. You heard they're coming after you.
Yes.
Yeah. Drink his blood.
Oh,
drink
oh God,
his
this is terrible.
Blood.
No,
Well, if this works out, we'll see you again in 6 years. Let's get the fuck out of here.
Someone, please, help!
See you, Nat Man.
And now, we turn him into a witch!
Oh.
No!
Oh, Higgledo, you're so bad.
I hate witches, because I kind of like them.
I'm confident in saying we will never see that character, and possibly that voice actor, ever again. Yuzuru the Blue was played by Matt Young. Chunt the Talking Badger was played by Adol Refai. Bubble Fat the Bounty Hunter, who was really Simon Lemington Bartholomew III, the Monster Hunter, was played by special guest Shad Kunkel. Shad is a game enthusiast and spends his time in the post-COVID era working as a communications and presentation coach, answering the age-old question, what happens to a dream deferred? Shad also builds escape rooms for corporate events. And bear in mind, the phrase escape room can apply to any room where Shad is explaining the rules of whatever game he's currently into. Shad is surrounded by a loving family, all more talented than him, including his dog Daisy. Shad, congrats on a guest appearance where you didn't murder one of the show's three main characters. The rest of these credits pale in comparison to details about the upcoming Hello from the Magic Tavern live show at the Bell House Theater in Brooklyn, New York, Friday, October 14th. Tickets available now, which I guess means we're really going through with this. Click on the link in the show's notes, go to hellofromthemagictavern.com, then click the live shows tab, or get the link from the Magic Tavern Facebook page, or at Magic Tavern on Twitter. There are lots of places to find it. For the record, Shad Kunkel is not scheduled to be part of that show. I'm ready to buy my ticket. Hello from the Magic Tavern is an independent production, made possible by supporters of the Magic Tavern Patreon. People like Matty Myers, Gable, Lestandir Tinadin, clearly the product of an elf banging a seeing stone, Maddie O'Toole, Jot, Kathleen Suwisky, who adds 10 points if you can pronounce it correctly, to which I say, this isn't a game, Kathleen, I don't want your points. It's not like we're awarding the Hogwarts House Cup in the last 10 pages of one of the books. Okay, Kuth Lane Sawowski, Steve Mank, Heather Locke, Jonathan Leventhal, Skittles, Daphne Sharp, Brooke, Luke Roskamp, Patrick Wright, and Jarsh Barwin. Yes, Jarsh. Patrons get ad-free episodes and at least 2 new bonus episodes each month. In fact, this is one of those months where it's more than 2 bonus episodes. Because the stretch goal commentary track for Star Wars A New Hope dropped on the Patreon feed last week. Clip.
Whoa! Oh, guys, I almost missed it. Yeah, yeah. This is one of the coolest things. It's a lightsaber. It's a sword made of, lasers? It's a laser sword.
Well, it's called a lightsaber, so it must be made of light.
Yeah, but here's the thing.
Otherwise, it would be a laser saber.
I know, but it does more than light stuff. Like, you can use it like a sword. You can cut things with it.
Lightsaber. Yum.
Okay, look. Maybe I just need to orient you two a little bit better.
This fool's the one who taught the other one?
Yes. This is Obi-Wan Kenobi. He is a Jedi Master. And he teaches others in the ways of the Jedi, but unfortunately, sometimes the way of the Force, which is the weird magical Jedi religion, sometimes that can have a dark side. And, I guess I'm probably not explaining it as eloquently as...
Arnie, you're sweating pretty bad.
I think you were explaining it while he was explaining it to us.
Oh, okay. Okay, so maybe I should just let you watch the movie.
Man, everyone in this movie is so fucking horny for this projection. Stop watching it.
Look, that's all they have.
Find a real woman.
This is the only movie in the whole internet. Look, it was a different time.
To hear all 2 hours plus of that and learn more about supporting the show, visit patreon.com/magictavern and get on board. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adol Rafai. I rushed through this part. Is it obvious? Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. This episode edited by Chris Rathjen. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Leban. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland.